The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Yes, we do enter the danger zone. We are looking for trouble, and then we are steering clear of it, because if you know what to look for, you can avoid trouble. That is a big part of the research that they do and the process at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities, stocks, mutual funds, exchange-traded funds on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And typically, what is dangerous are things that look on the surface to be good. But New Constructs doesn't look at the surface, at least not initially. They do their research from the bottoms up, starting at the footnotes level, working their way forward to get a more true picture of the economics of a company and what is accurate versus what is misleading. If you want to find out how it works, go to newconstructs.com. You can follow them on Twitter. They're at New Constructs, but right now they're here in the form of David Trainer, their president. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Speedway Motorsports.
You know, in honor of it being a motorsports company, I didn't just play the standard
danger, danger.
And instead, we went with the car skidding and crashing. Speedway Motorsports, it's TRK. What is the problem here?
You got a stock going up when profits are going down, even though profits look like they're going up. So you've got, you know, the typical profitability and valuation issues, but you've got a bigger sort of secular issue with NASCAR and motorsports. So those are the three key things. I'll hit them real fast. So in 2014, it looks like their accounting earnings their accounting earnings did go up, went up significantly, but it's actually a total head fake because they depressed the 2013 results in order to make the 2014 results look like a better comp. And if you take out the hidden non-operating or unusual charges that they threw into the 2013 numbers, you actually see a decline in profits over the last fiscal year, as opposed to an increase in profits like they want you to believe. So the business is not doing as well. And you, by the way, you only see this stuff in the footnotes. We had to go to the footnotes and figure out that there are these unusual charges buried on the income statement in 2013 that made the numbers look worse so the 2014 comp would look better. And what people may not realize, or many people realize enough, is that the motorsports business, particularly NASCAR, is not doing well.
But they think it's doing great because all you hear is how NASCAR is, you know, the most popular sport, blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah. I mean, the propaganda machines are always out there. I mean, it's whether it's sports, whether it's, the milk industry, the beef industry, they have a huge lobby that's going out there and constantly putting propaganda on the marketplace. But the fact of the matter is admissions are declining by 10% compounded annually. This is since 2008. And by the way, 2008 wasn't, you know, that was a good year, but the trend has not stopped. So admissions declining 10% compounded annually, event-related revenue 6% compounded annually, while costs are flat or up slightly. In fact, costs are up, or total expenses are up 2% during that same time. You don't hear about that. What you hear about is the TV revenues, right?
Yep.
TV revenues, though, have only grown by 4% since that time frame. So they're not growing as fast as the others are declining. So what we're seeing is a decline in profits. And then, you know, I love to talk about valuation because our models, I think, do such a good job of quantifying just how overvalued companies are. So to justify its $22 stock price, the company's got to grow profits, even though it's been declining, right? Profits have been declining steadily for these guys, 12% compounded annually since 2008. So dropping 12% annually. But the stock price implies that they're going to grow 8% annually for 17 years.
Yeah.
If they only do 4% for a decade, the stock's worth $9 as opposed to $22.
I was going to say, it's at $22 now. That's off from its peak, and it has a small yield, about 2.5%, 2.75%. But still, to see it go to 9 means there's pretty significant costs. And that's as you point out, if they only do half, I mean, that doesn't really sound like you believe that 9 is the fair value on the stock.
You know, there's always the stupid money risk that somebody comes in and buys this company out for more than sort of what the fair value is. And we've just seen a lot of M&A activity. And that's why I'm sort of hesitant to say, you know what, you know, the no growth value of the stock, you know, and I think there may be a little bit of profit growth left in these guys, but the no growth value of the stock is closer to $3 a share. So if they don't grow profits, and look, profits have been declining consistently, you know, the big trends are against them. They're not filling the stands as much for these races. And let's face it, there's been some safety issues, right?
Yep.
You know, where tires have gone into the stadium and crashes and stuff. I mean, and TV just gets better and better. The NFL is having the same problem, and it is the most popular sport. People, it's easier to watch it on your couch. You get the replay. You get to pause it. Beers are cheaper from the fridge as opposed to the $8 beers at the stadium, you know, popcorn, you know, everything. And it's just hard to see how they're going to reverse this trend.
Well, and the fact that it looks like it's going to be hard for them to reverse the trend, well, when you're out of control, here's what happens. And that is the outlook here for Speedway Motorsports, ticker symbol TRK. The Danger Zone pick this week from David Trainer. David, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Remember, if you want more information on New Constructs, it's newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, July 13th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Roger Conrad will join us. He, of course, is editor of Conrad's Utility Investor when Money Life rolls on after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.